Yeah, let's see.
I'm not going to say a word except what I'm supposed to.
Oh, don't do that.
So as you can get through.
We might be able to get through this time. You knew your grandparents, didn't you? Didn't you know them?
I knew my grandfather on my father's side, and I knew my grandmother on my mother's side.
Uh-huh. What did you call them?
Grandpa and Grandma.
Uh-huh. What do your grandchildren call you?
Mammy. My granddaughter, I just have one. We never knew why. We said grandmother to her, but she called me Mamie. And then her son, my great-grandson, called me Mamie.
Huh.
And when she started school first day, why, she says, "Now, I don't want you to call yourself Mamie to me in front of the kids at school. They'd make fun of me, and I'll call you ma'am." And she does today. She calls me every week, "Ma'am, what are you doing?" And Tyler.
She thought that would be more dignified, I
guess. Yes.
What do you call that thing on wheels that you can put a baby in, and the baby can lie down? And you...
Stroller.
Okay, and you say, if you put the baby in that thing, you say you're going to take the baby out for a...
walk. Or stroll sometimes, you know.
Okay. So. If a woman's about to have a baby, you say she is...
in labor.
Okay, or say she's not going to have it for another month, you'd say she's...
pregnant.
Okay, any other words for it that you've ever heard?
In family way.
Okay, anything else?
No, I guess not.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman, you might say...
midwife.
Okay. If a boy has the same color hair, the same color eyes, the same kind of nose as his father, you'd say he... what?
He got it from his daddy.
Okay. And say he acts like his daddy. You know, he's got the same kind of mannerisms and stuff. You'd say what?
His disposition. He has his daddy's disposition.
Okay. You might say that woman had a hard life. Her husband died and she, what, 6 children all by herself?
Raised them.
Okay. And to a child who has misbehaved, you'd say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
spanking.
Okay. And if there are 2 little boys and one of the little boys says that to the other one, you'd say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
meeting.
Okay. What if they were big boys? Would he say the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll knock your head off.
Okay. If a boy is 5 inches taller this year, you would say he, what, a lot?
If he's what?
5 inches taller this year.
He's a lot taller.
Okay, you'd say he, what, a lot last year?
He grew a lot.
Okay. And children, people come up to children and they say, "My, how you
have grown."
I used to hate it when people would say that to me.
Yeah.
What do you say? If your child and someone says that to you, what do you say? Now, they stand there and look at you waiting for you to reply, but there's nothing to say.
No, not a thing.
Mm-mm. You can't say, "Well, what'd you expect me to do?"
Yeah.
That'd be rude.
You probably would say, "Yeah, I know it."
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
A child born to an unmarried woman would be a...
what? To a what?
To an unmarried woman.
Oh, illegitimate.
Okay, anything else you've heard called?
Is what?
Anything else you've heard called?
No, she's born out of wedlock.
Okay. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
better.
Okay. And...